This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to Drill Down Earnings. We have the latest results, first quarter results from Texas Instruments. This is the business story behind one stock on a move. The stock is moving. Futurum Group's chief market strategist, Corey Johnson, and Texas Instruments works really hard to give us a boring earnings report, but it got exciting anyway. Let's dig into why. Wall Street, of course, just cares about a beat or a miss, so maybe that's why Wall Street got excited. Just 1% improvement over Wall Street's expectations for sales. Is that good news? Because the sales are down 16.4%, but Wall Street liked it. And earnings per share, a lot better than Wall Street expected, 12% better. Woo! The earnings are down per share 35% on a year-over-year basis. But let's look a little bit deeper into the business beyond those headline numbers. The sales slump at Texas Instruments continues. Sales down 16% on a year-over-year basis. And the EBIT margins down to 35.1%. That's not bad, but that's a significant decrease over what margins had been. So EBIT's coming down, EBIT margins are slipping, revenue's coming down. So why did the stock go straight up when the numbers come out? Because the stock did go up. When I look at my charts here, look, I'm looking at 7% increase, 6% increase at after hours for the stock. That's almost makes up for the year when it was down about 7%. Now, this company, as I mentioned, tries really hard to not get investors excited about anything. Indeed, the head of investor relations, not the CEO, takes most of the questions on the earnings conference call. But when he gave even a glimmer of green shoots in his industry, mind you, Texas Instruments is not making, you know, fancy CPUs for AI data centers or even PCs. This is industrial. This is automotive. This might be the brains of the semiconductor industry, but it sure is the brawn. And when semiconductors are used in the world, they are using Texas Instruments semiconductors. And so it really is an industrial barometer here. So just the hint of green shoots from investor relations head Dave Paul got the market really excited. Here's what he had to say.
And we've talked about for some time that our belief that there's going to be secular trends and increasing semiconductors in industrial and automotive. And as a result of that, we have been taking investments up there. The other markets, though, if you look at personal electronics and communications equipment, our investments there have been and continue to be very steady because we can find great opportunities inside of those markets. So we'll continue those investments. And then enterprise systems, we've taken up the investments there slightly. And there's just opportunities and enterprise systems likely will be a good grower as well. It doesn't have quite the same dynamics as industrial and automotive for us. But certainly things that sit inside of enterprise, we believe will make that a above average grower for over the next decade.
So the notion that maybe there's a bottoming happening in the automotive industry and the semiconductor usage, maybe personal electronics and communications have seen the worst of the worst and things are at least not getting worse anymore. That's good news for a lot of people, not least of which Texas Instruments. All right, let's take one last look at this. The one number that means a whole lot, the drill down bite. I'm going to have that for you right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Here's one thing you need to know about Texas Instruments earnings, first quarter earnings just reported. So the company, sure, it had $3.7 billion in revenues, down 16%. Earnings per share of $1.20, down 35% with a net income that was down even more. But the bite, the one number that tells us a whole lot, well, things might be getting better for this company, at least not getting worse. There is a weak streak for Texas Instruments. By automotive and industrial chips not being purchased by their customers, they've now seen six straight quarters of revenue declines. And I think that's the most important thing to know about these earnings. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. I'm Corey Johnson. Check me out on X at Corey TV, Drill Down Pod on TikTok and on Instagram, and deeper earnings reports on Futurum Group on YouTube. We appreciate your time on all those platforms. Tell us what you like or dislike. 6 Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.